I'm your host, Hi Tony. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA. Hey, you're listening to From CN to CA, a small journey across sounds, borders, and languages. This show brings together music from East Asia and tracks coming out of Canadian cities. No genre limits, no passport checks. Just sounds that feel familiar, even when the languages aren't. Let's start with something tender. A song called Document by Japanese R&B star Chandra, and Spring Breeze from Khalil Fong from Hong Kong. Cause you know, the spring is coming.
Thank you. 柳树，你在路上总会安慰谁？吹醒了青蛙，吹来了燕子，我在城里刚好缺了谁？你纵然带来地下的玫瑰，能否收回地上的滋味？有人唱哭不归，春风一吹想起谁？有所谓无所谓，只要不后悔。春风一吹忘了谁，我上一次流泪有几岁？你会醉我想醉，会不会对不对？也难怪我有点累。冬里舍冬日睡，原上草春风吹，到夏天我变了谁？追过玉门关，追过南泥湾，你在北方注定抛弃谁？追走了河水，追散了云堆，我在世界不巧背着谁？你可以纵用三月的梦泪，能否保证十年的约会有人放生不归？想起谁？有所谓无所谓，只要不后悔。春风一吹忘了谁，我上一次流泪有几岁？你会醉我想醉，会不会对不对？也难怪我有点累。冬里舍冬日睡，月上草春风吹，到夏天我变了谁？
That was Tendri and Khalil Fong, two artists from different parts of Asia, but share the same kind of warmth. Now we're shifting gears with a collaboration that bridges continents. Charlie Puth teams up with Japan's Hikaru Utada on Home.
Through the rose-colored lenses and the white picket fences, no matter how good this is, it could never satisfy. When it's you that I'm missing, now I sit in the kitchen. Through the window pane, I watch the day turn to night. It ain't a mystery that every time you leave, that's when I feel the most alone.
House. 30 years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years and Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up.
And embrace the nonsense.
You are listening to From CN to CA. Next up, two more played back-to-back. Taiwanese singer-songwriter Yellow with his Wings and Dirt, and then the Japanese rock queen Sheena Lingo with her newest hit, La Velada Legendaria.
Thank you. Yeah.
And finally, wrapping up with some hometown sounds, Toronto's Majid Jordan and Live 2. And that's it for this week. You've been listening to From CN to CA.
A nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're not afraid to get a little funky.
Marking your time on one. Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Hey, this is Laura Jane Grace from Against Me, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
This is Sean Kelly, Chris Bown, and Sarah Harmer saying
C.
You're listening to 101.9
in Kingston.
Listening to Absolutely Frivolous with me, Cindy, on CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to my show. This is an all-audio comedy show. I'm not funny, but the stuff that I put on air is, and I play a variety of things, stand-up comedy, songs, any kind of interview that I have time for, that kind of thing, and I really enjoy doing this show here at CFRC. I hope you tune in every week. If you want to check out the schedule and learn about my show and more shows at CFRC, please go to www.cfrc.ca. All the good information about this radio station is there, and I think you will enjoy listening to other shows as well as my own. Please check it out and email us if you have any suggestions. Our email address and phone number is there, and if you want to make a request, just call our line 613-533-CFRC. Amy Schumer was born in New York City, and she began her stand-up career in the mid-2000s. She followed a steady rise to fame, and she placed fourth in NBC's Last Comic Standing in 2007. And then she released her own album 4 years later. In 2013, she started her own television show, Inside Amy Schumer, which debuted on Comedy Central and actually won an Emmy 2 years later. She wrote and starred in the 2015 summer comedy hit, Trainwreck. In her early years, Amy's life was defined by her father's success, but the family's fortunes quickly changed when her father, Gordon, was struck by multiple sclerosis. The business went bankrupt, and shortly after moving the family to Long Island, Schumer's parents divorced, and her father's physical demise and resulting change in her family's status affected Amy and her approach to life. Finding an outlet in being the center of attention, Amy was voted class clown during her senior high school in 1999. She majored in theater at Towson University in Baltimore, Maryland, then continued her studies at the esteemed William Esper Studio in New York City. Her first national exposure came in 2007 on NBC's Last Comic Standing. In 2011, she released her debut stand-up album called Cutting and gained more recognition after killing it on the Comedy Central roast of Charlie Sheen. A year later, Comedy Central gave her the platform for her first comedy special, Mostly Sex Stuff. The cable network then turned the keys over to her for her own comedy show, Inside Amy Schumer. The much talked about series won an Emmy, and she went on to do a movie called Trainwreck with Bill Hader and directed by Judd Apatow. I was falling in love with a guy and scared out of her mind, Amy said, while describing the film's inspiration. Judd and I talked about all these defense mechanisms that get you through things that bite you in the ass. I was trying to sabotage the relationship because I was afraid of getting hurt. In August of 2015, she teamed up with another Schumer, Senator Schumer, to push for new gun control legislation on Capitol Hill. For Amy, the issue became personal after a mentally ill gunman killed 2 people and wounded 9 people in Louisiana movie theater that was actually showing Trainwreck, her movie. Here's Amy Schumer on 101.9 FM.
Thank you. It's never happened. Thank you so much for being here. This has been an insane year for me. I made 2 New Year's resolutions. Number one, I wanted to catfish someone. Did it. Loved it. Recommend it. And number 2 was to this year just once take off a pair of underwear and have it not look like I blew my nose in it. Now, same. No, you're kind of like, no. So you find a pair of underwear on the floor and you're like, how do I know if I wore it? Please, you know. She knows. I'm like, oh, cool. They filmed Charlotte's Web in my underwear? Wow. Salutations. Okay. I don't know why the guys look grossed out. Your underwear looks like a coal miner wiped their brow. The end of a shift, a long shift. So, my name is Amy, and I'm at the Apollo. Right? You guys all look like you're from this neighborhood. So, here's how I wound up here, okay? Let me just catch you up. My 2 front teeth didn't fall out until I was in 5th grade. Which is late. And that same week, I got my period. Which is early. So I was just like this jack-o'-lantern with tits walking around like, Pinocchio transitioning to a donkey. I was like, yeah! And I had one of those really cool moms who told me, you don't need to shave above your knee. Just hair down. So here up, I was just a werewolf. Just Mr. Tumnus. Here to here. Benicio del Toro beneath my torso. I'm so happy to be filming my special here in New York. I grew up here. I was born here. Did my first everything here. I just love New York because it's a town where I can get laid. Like, I can catch a D here. Kind of went as, yeah. And I was in L.A. for a little while and camped there. Just in case you've never been to L.A., it is filled with the most beautiful people from all over the world. So picture the most beautiful girl in your high school, like the one that you wanted to be. Okay, I'm talking to the guys right now. And everybody was like, you're too pretty for Buffalo, Brittany. Go to L.A. Go. Everyone is hot there. Everybody. Okay. I saw a guy. He was cleaning up a Pizza Hut bathroom. I would have paid this guy to f*** me. I would have paid him good money. People don't even see me there. Like, they're just like, is that a fat tumbleweed? Like, what's... My body type there, they're like, my arms register as legs there. They're like, is that an octopus? I don't understand. And my legs register as firewood. They're just like, why is the BFG on Sunset? It got to the point, I was in LA, I was so excited. Somebody tweeted about another actress. They were like, she looks like a fat Amy Schumer. And I was like, yes! It's not me. It's so insanely, like, if I go on an audition in New York, it's for like the cute girl. You didn't notice because she was like wearing khakis or something. There can't be a pussy under there. Those are khakis. That even work? But then in LA, I'll be in a waiting room. They're like, Amy, it says here, are you waiting for the girl getting gastric bypass? Is that correct? Amy, who did you play Gilbert Grape's mom? I can't place you. I'm like, no. They're like, okay, well, you didn't get the part, but you want us to put a hose on you, keep you moist, so we can return you to the sea, bugfish? It's f***ed up, and that's not how it is for the dudes at all, okay? Like, I just happened to see the movie Zookeeper. Did you ever see that movie? Okay, if you didn't, don't, all right? Don't see that. But, so Zookeeper is about talking animals, okay? And the male romantic lead is Kevin James. Yeah, I know. Is it wet in here, ladies, or is it us? The real King James. And Kevin James is dating a beautiful blonde skeleton. And he's sad because sometimes she's mean to him. And then the girl who's in love with him, who he doesn't notice, who's been there all along, waiting in the wings, is Rosario Dawson. Arguably the most fuckable actress ever. Rosario Dawson is just like working at the zoo, just like sweeping up koala shit. Like, please fuck me, Kevin James. And he's like, ew, you're wearing khakis. Never. Like, that movie's about talking animals. There's a beaver and a penguin that are friends. And talk about opening a bed and breakfast. But that's not the most unrealistic part of that movie. It's Rosario pretending. She should get an Oscar for that f***ing movie.
Let's see Meryl do that. I dare you, Meryl. Pretend like you're dying to have Kevin James deep you. I dare you. It's f***ed up in Hollywood. That's why I wrote a movie last year, and I thank you. Thanks. I did. And I like that. And Stan, and I'm a hero. And, but they were like, we're gonna make your movie. And I was like, oh my God, this is so great, because I love money. So I wrote this movie, and I just assumed that they would cast like a beautiful model-y actress to play the lead role. And, you know, like a Blake Lively or like a Sophia Vergara, Vergara, Virginia. And then I'd be on set just as like a writer with like a messy bun and a laptop. Like, Miss Lively, the line's actually, my pussy hurts. And... and she'd be like, why is there a garden gnome on set? And I would just like stumble back to my sad office. But they were like, no, we want you to be in the movie. And I was like, oh my God, me? They were like, yes. They're like, we just need you to do three things. One, just be yourself. Two, have fun. And three, stop eating food. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm sorry, don't people need food to live? They were like, that's a myth. So I was like, okay. And they were like, no, you promise? I was like, you guys. Like, I don't even like food. I was just eating it because I was bored. Like, ugh. Who wants to like chew and eat food all the time? Me. I do. It turns out I need food. And so they got me a trainer. And I've never had a trainer before. And this guy is the trainer. He's like, trains all the Hemswortheses. And Megan Fox and like an actual fox, like everything that you want to fuck, this guy's gotten his mitts on. And so we're meeting for the first time, and I can really picture him, like it was like slow-mo. I saw him see me and wince, like, ooh, he wasn't used to this kind of cargo. So he's walking toward me, and he's smiling at me, like, trying to be brave, like you would for, like, a burn victim. Like, he's like... I can see there's a human under there somewhere. And I see him looking at me, and I know he's, like, assessing what's up with me. So I'm trying to make muscles that, like, my body doesn't even support. I'm just, like I look like one of those inflatable things outside a car wash. I'm like, so he gives me this, like, questionnaire. He's like, okay, how many drinks do you have in a week? And I'm like, you know, you just get like, just once in a while, you're like, what if I'm just honest for the fuck of it? Like, what if I keep it real with this guy right now? So I'm like, 36. And he's like, no alcohol. And I'm like, no alcohol. He's like, all right, take me through what you eat in a day. And he stops me at noon. Like, he'd heard enough. He's like, I get it. So... And then he's like, okay, well, here's your new diet, all right? So for breakfast, you'll have a smoothie. And then for lunch, you'll journal about that smoothie. And then you put a peanut under your pillow, and you hope you dream about pizza. And I'm like... I'm like, I kind of have to stop you here. It's sounding like at times I will be hungry. Did I miss a couple courses in there? And he had to explain to me, like, no, sometimes people are hungry. And I'm like, oh my God, well, where are they? Can we bring them food? Like, I've got some extra stuff in my apartment. Like, not a lot. Actually, let's just get them their own food. And, like, that's the secret I found out. Like, that's Hollywood's secret. They don't put food in their faces. And that's not an option for me. Like, I don't know how it was in your house growing up, but in my house it was like you would eat till you were in a lot of pain. Then you take like a little breather. And you get yourself back in even more pain, right? Like, I was born weighing 150. Like, I just came out swinging, like, give me a linguine, Mom! That's how it's been. Like, I have never in my life, I've never said this sentence in my life. I've never said, oh my God, I forgot to have lunch today. Like, never in my life. If anything, I've been like, oh shit, I had two lunches today. That lunch and that other lunch. So I was like, I don't think I can do this not eating thing. What if I just develop an eating disorder? Like, I'm a white girl, I can do it, you know? So I made a decision. I was like, I'm gonna get a late in life eating disorder. And so I binged regularly. And then I was like, here we go, first day puking. And my body was like, no, bitch. No, we keep our food here. It turns out that's not available to everybody. What was available to me was popping all the blood vessels in my left eye. So, not only was I super bloated, but then I had this weird dead lizard eye. People thought I was an oracle. They were like asking about their future, and I was like, I'm just hungry. I don't know about your future. So I, even from just not drinking, I lost like 10 pounds, and this trainer acted like he taught Helen Keller how to read. He was like, there she is, there's my girl. So I showed up to film this movie, and I was like, I think I'm a model now. Like, I think a lot of girls are like this. Like, we have like a sneaking suspicion, like in the back of our heads, like, am I maybe gorgeous? I think I'm gorgeous. Stumbled on the right hairdo, you know?
But one day on a whim, I'll just like cut bangs and everybody will be like, damn. And I'll be like, oh my God, like treat me the same, you guys. I'm the same person under here. And they're like, we can't, we're too hard. And I'm like, I get it. But then my stunt double was a guy. I thought I was so cool that I had a stunt double. I was just like, I walked into set, like, where is she? And they were like, that's Troy. And he was dipping and had a beard.
Thumb on the pulse of global issues. Tune into Democracy Now!'s War and Peace Report, heard right here on CFRC 101.9 FM on weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. and rebroadcast again weekdays at 7 a.m. Democracy Now! Provides their audience with access to people and perspectives rarely heard in the U.S. corporate-sponsored media. Tune in or check them out online at democracynow.org.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
The day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
Android. back rug.
Hi, this is Steve Cutway. I was involved with CFRC from 1968 to 1989. I'd like to congratulate CFRC on 85 years. You're listening to CFRC FM 101.9, Queens Radio in Kingston.
Queens Legal Aid is located in room 400 of McDonald Hall at 128 Union Street in Kingston. We provide legal services to Queens students and to low-income residents in Kingston and Napanee. We are committed to serving our community with professional, high-quality, and responsive service. Queens Legal Aid can assist and advocate for eligible students with matters pertaining to landlord-tenant disputes, small claims court matters, some criminal and driving offenses, affidavits and notarizations, student discipline matters, student loan matters, Ontario Disability Support Program appeals, and more. Our services are free of charge to those who qualify. Call 613-533-2102 for more information.
Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.
Thanks for tuning in to CFRC 101.9.